Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from France, we have Sister Mirette Rude Christensen. Sister Mirette is a contemplative nun at our monastery in Dax. Her preaching is entitled Ora et Labora.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." I live in a monastery, and I have sometimes met people who think that we nuns must be some sort of super spirituals. Furthermore, some of them seem to think that nuns do not work, but spend the whole day in prayer, as Mary in today's Gospel. To this I answer with a saying from the Desert Fathers. A visitor once came to see Abba Silvanus, and, upon seeing the brothers working, said, "Do not labor for the food which perishes. Mary has chosen the better part." In response, the visitor was given a book and placed in a cell. When he was not called for the meal, the visitor went to inquire Abba Silvanus whether the brothers had eaten, and upon finding that they had, asked why he was not called for the meal. The old man replied, "Because you are a spiritual man and do not need that kind of food. We, being carnal, want to eat, and that is why we work. But you have chosen the better part and read the whole day long, and you do not want to eat carnal food." That saying concludes, "Mary needs Martha. It is really thanks to Martha that Mary is praised." In today's Gospel, Martha and Mary have received Jesus as their guest. But Mary just sits down listening to Jesus and lets her sister do all the work on her own. We understand very well that Martha becomes angry with her sister, but Jesus defends Mary. He says to Martha that Mary has chosen the better part and it will not be taken from her. The Church Fathers started early to compare these two sisters and to set them against each other. Mary and Martha became eventually the figures of two different components of Christian life: prayer and work, contemplative life and active life. For who did the best, Mary or Martha? What is the better way of serving Jesus, that of Mary or that of Martha? Jesus says that Mary had chosen the better part. What does that mean? That we should stop working? No. The contemplative part is the better part because this will never be taken from us. In heaven, we will still contemplate God, but we will not do dishwashing, cooking, or evangelize the others. It is the same as when St. Paul says that love is greater than hope and faith. Contemplation, as well as love, will never disappear. When Jesus comes to our door and visits us, let us welcome him in our hearts. Let us sit down by his feet and listen to him as did Mary of Bethany. Let our heart be put on fire by his love. Let his words enlighten our mind and our reason. Then we will become ready to accomplish needed work for the kingdom of God, like Martha, and serve Jesus with all our heart and with all our strength. Both prayer and work are needed. Ora et labora, as the old monastic rule teaches us. Today the Church celebrates Saint Martha, but we can also celebrate our sister Mary. We need them both. Mary reminds us not to neglect our prayer. Martha inspires us to do our best in serving Jesus. Saint Augustine once said, "Pray as though everything depended on God, work as though everything depended on you."